And Willie D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We are at Bridgestone Arena, but the Predators are not. The Predators away tonight, taking on the Dallas Stars in Dallas. Puck drop at 7 o'clock. We'll have all your pregame coverage here on 102.5 and 106.3, The Game, starting right at 6 p.m. We are at the BetMGM Sports Lounge. It is brand new, and it is beautiful. And joining us to brag about the new BetMGM Sports Lounge is Predators President Michelle Kennedy. Michelle, appreciate you for joining us. This space is awesome. What was your vision for this space, and what do you want Predators fans and people in Nashville to come in here and utilize this space for?
Yeah, it is awesome. Thank you for being here today.
Yes.
I hope that you agree that there are a lot of worse places you could spend your day than in this beautiful new venue.
Absolutely.
So our vision was making it more than just an event and game night forum. Mm-hmm. It is something now that's open every day, 11 to 11.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. It is, just come in, I can't really describe it. You have to come in here to see it. But there are TVs everywhere. The ambiance is incredible. Today's not the day for it, but it has a whole bay of windows that will open to Fifth Avenue. It is just an incredible, incredible space. We've had a fun week. Soft opening was Monday. We had our first game on Tuesday, and the place looked awesome. And people who have been so eager to get back in here, you know, people have their game rituals.
Right.
And a lot of folks' rituals involve the space. And so I can't tell you how many phone calls, emails, texts, tweets I've gotten asking about when the space is reopening. And so it was like a homecoming on Tuesday night here. It was absolutely incredible. We had a VIP reception last night with MGM, the naming rights partner in the space. And it's just been a fun, fun week. I can be a great menu resource. I've eaten nearly everything on the menu. I've been here every day this week.
Menu favorite so far?
Okay, so here are the things you have to try. The biscuits are better than you will get anywhere in the city. I stand by that. Biscuits are incredible, and they're woven into a lot of different dishes. The dish that you should try first that they are woven into is a hanging bacon dish.
Ooh.
So the presentation is that it looks like there are things that they're food safe, but they look like binder clips, like cool binder clips.
Uh-huh.
And the bacon is attached to it, hanging down, and then there are biscuits below it. It's unbelievable.
Made me hungry. Maybe all of our listeners start salivating a little
hanging
bit.
Hanging bacon, and then the mussels are excellent.
Wow. And diverse menu.
So come down here, try the place out. You're going to love it. There are TVs everywhere. You'll be entertained by what's going on around you, and you'll be awed by the space. It's a great, great space.
It is a beautiful, beautiful brand new space. Again, it's the BetMGM Sports Lounge here at Bridgestone Arena. And just to clarify, this space is open even not on a Predators game day.
That's right. It's open not on a Predators game day. And when it is a Predators game day, we hope you have a ticket. But if you don't have a ticket, you can still come in here and have a meal while the game is going on outside. So you can get a taste of the Bridgestone Arena atmosphere while you have dinner or drinks or whatever you're doing. Another important thing to note is that Pete and Terry's is a beloved part of our organization and venue as well. That remains open on event days and on special days in Nashville. So those of you who spend your pregames and intermissions and different things in Pete and Terry's, do not fear that venue. It is not being eradicated because of the BetMGM Sports Lounge.
We do love our friends over there at Pete and Terry's.
Yep.
Michelle Kennedy is with us, Predators team president. So it is crazy to me over the last 3 years, maybe even 5 years, how we in sports have gone from it's very taboo to talk about sports betting. You know, you don't talk about the lines or the spreads or the favorite. Now, here we are. There's a sports book in the arena in which the Predators play. What has that experience been like from your side of things to fully embrace the sports betting side of things?
Yeah, for us it becomes, and so, you know, Tennessee's not a bricks and mortar betting state, but MGM is involved. You can bet online. Mm-hmm. The thing that it does for us and for our sport and other sports, it increases the level of engagement exponentially because now you can, and people love the sport of it, right? They love engaging in that. And so now you have skin in the game.
Yeah.
It's more than just coming and watching them play. You're betting on how many minutes Roman Yossi is going to be on the ice or any number of things that you can bet on. And so for us, the real draw and the real benefit is the increase in engagement. And as well, obviously, it opens some doors for some new partnerships with BetMGM and the like. So it's been a really great thing for us. I'm glad that our state has gotten on board with it because it really does enhance the experience in a number of ways.
If we have Derek. We may not have Derek.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, there
I'm
we
here.
Go.
No. Yes, I'm sorry. I have my mute down. We're talking with Michelle Kennedy. Now, how easy is it for individuals to come in and make bets? Because I know some people, they may be first-time bettors. They're coming in and maybe may get a little bit intimidated by coming in. The food's going to be great, but not just the food, but the betting atmosphere. Yeah. So how easy is it for them to sort of come in, sit down, eat, and make their bets?
Just download the BetMGM app. And even I am not someone who is a big gambler, but even someone as uneducated and unskilled as I am can do that. So download the BetMGM app. If you come in here, I imagine that every wait staff member is going to direct you to that and be trained to do that too. But it's a fun. The beauty of being in here is that there are I can't even count the number of TVs. Whatever you're betting on, you can watch it happen in here and gauge your progress as it goes. So this is intended to be a place of community of sport community and you know, if you come in here and see it, you see that we have absolutely hit the mark. It's a great place to come and consume some sporting action.
Michelle Kennedy is with us. Last one from me, Michelle. You did the start 2024 off opening this beautiful space, a great new place for the people of Nashville to come hang out, enjoy sporting events, to eat and drink. What are the next steps, the next goals to achieve in 2024?
You know, we are in a constant state of renovation. Mm-hmm. You will begin to hear us talk as the year goes on about a grand scale renovation that will happen here in the next few years. But in the interim, you know, we're a little bit like, what does Taylor Swift call it when she teases things? Easter eggs. She puts yep. Easter eggs all over the place. We like to do the same. Uh-huh. We like for everyone to come in and try to find the new thing each time. And we are a 25-year-old building, celebrating our 25th anniversary this year, actually, a little more than a 25-year-old building. But we never want to look like that. And so it is absolutely essential for us to be on top of our game and to always be doing new and different and fun things. You're going to begin to hear some talk about a new loyalty platform that we're so excited about that will enhance the experience of our season ticket holders. I'm not going to give you any more than Taylor Swift would in the same context, but keep listening. You're going to hear loyal is going to be something that's going to resonate with that platform. So just keep your eyes and ears open, because there's some really cool, exciting, fun things coming.
She really is the best at baiting the hook and giving you enough.
We can all learn a little bit from Taylor.
Absolutely we can. Michelle Kennedy, really appreciate you for stopping by, and thank you so much for having us in this beautiful space today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Caroline. Thank you, Derek. You guys have a great weekend, and we'll see you at BetMGM soon.
Preds win tonight?
Absolutely.
I think so too.
No
I think
question.
So too. Michelle, appreciate it. All right, coming up next, there is a new head coach in New England, not named Mike Vrabel. We'll get into that coming up next. Caroline Willie D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.